I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery now. No issues at the interchange. The boulevard around the city, mostly moderate traffic and building. We've had no accidents reported to us at this time, so drive carefully. We will keep you updated if anything pops up that you need to know about. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman, and what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
January 29th is National Puzzle Day. It's an occasion to honor all things puzzling, like the crossword, Sudoku, the jumble, and that Zippy the Pinhead cartoon right next to them in the newspaper. I don't get it. Have a happy National Puzzle Day.
Penguin Whoopi coming up this hour.
What?
You heard me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a little after 7.
Stand by for news.
Come on, Mr. Smug.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 201 Americans evacuated from Wuhan, China, are on a flight to a military base in California where they'll be quarantined and rescreened for a virus that's killed more than 130 people. The plane stopped to refuel in Alaska, and the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says,
I don't believe that this flight puts us at any significant increased risk. Otherwise, we wouldn't have allowed it to land, or we would have worked with our federal partners in a different way.
The plane was chartered by the State Department. Today, at President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate.
After 6 days of listening to opening presentations from House managers and the president's legal team, senators will begin to play a larger role today, given up to 16 hours to ask questions of each side. Republican and Democratic senators will alternate asking questions, each one written by the senator, but read by Chief Justice John Roberts.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Friday, a vote's expected on whether to hear from new witnesses. America's listening to Fox News.
New at the Super Bowl this year for the first time.
Well, it's not RuPaul, it's the Super Bowl. And drag queens are staying in commercials. They're gonna kiki and give a little twerk. They're gonna tell the Chiefs they better work. They got a sachet, they got a sante. Drag queens Twins are taking over on Super Sunday. So beat your face. That means look cute. Are you ready for some drag queens? Super Bowl fabulation. Yeah, you better not throw shade, because they're serving some looks to the nation. Here come the heels, lip syncs, the tucks, and the weeds, because Super Bowl commercials are starring drag queens.
Yeah, they're real proud that they're breaking this new ground in the game on Sunday with a spot featuring drag queens.
The big game?
The big game, that one. Yeah. We're not allowed to say the title of. Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's kind of cold, it's kind of dank outside, sky is foreboding. Let's find out more.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
I'm looking at the radar, and the leading edge of the concentrated rain has already made it to Troy, to just the Montgomery County line, Greenville, moving off, and it's about to overtake all of central Alabama. So showers are likely today from time to time. High temperature up to about 56. Nothing severe, nothing heavy. Showers taper off tonight as a little low pressure area kind of cruises along the northern Gulf Coast. Overnight low 37. Tomorrow is almost exactly like what we had yesterday. We start off with fog, then bright sunshine, and temperatures in the 60s. Yesterday was beautiful, and I think tomorrow is a repeat performance. And I think Friday, with showers back, it's going to be very similar to today, with another low-pressure disturbance moving along the northern Gulf Coast. We're dry over the weekend, mild on Saturday, high around 60, upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday. I think we're near 70, but still dry on Monday. Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. We're dry, and no fog out there this morning. It's 45 now, 709.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at CBNS. CBSBank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Boy, it always happens when your hands are full and you got too much going on and you're late. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's always the case, and it's never convenient. That's why at Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And it's they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. They are my go-to plumbers. They have been now for a few years. And, in fact, recently when they came over, I called them for one reason. Then they fixed that, and they found out something else that I didn't even know about. And they fixed that, too. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. Ask about the whole house plumbing inspection. Great peace of mind to know that there's not a big problem lurking that is about to become a major problem once you, let's say, go out of town. You want to take care of these things and head them off at the pass, so to speak. You can also find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
It is 7:10. Coming up, we have Random Facts with Jay. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question later in the hour. Animal stories and some very frisky penguins among those things that we will discuss today. Oh. Yeah.
The penguins.
It began with a woman trying to take a beach selfie, and it ran amok from there.
Oh, no.
As always, some Good Morning Maroon nominees. We'll have you... Clueing on those a little bit later this morning. And I just posted a thing. Do you know there's an air show coming to town?
I saw that. You and I went last time to, was that Maxwell?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. When is this going to be?
April 18th and 19th, Saturday at 9 and then Sunday at 12.
You want to go?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Looks like the Thunderbirds are going to be there. Let's see what else is.
I bet our friend can help us out. Maybe.
Colonel Joe?
Yeah.
No doubt. Colonel Joe runs the town, man. But, yeah, if you've never been to an air show, they're amazing. Not just for the phenomenal technology that's on display, the amazing human skill sets that are deployed in coordinated flying, doing stunts and demonstrations, but they also give you a great patriotic feeling because it's American.
Yeah.
Not the airline.
But, you know, even that French team, I thought, did a great job that last time we were there.
You are correct, and we probably trained them.
I bet we did.
It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven, your local news. Have your note-taking devices ready because we will have a $10 food. And I have the new specials. They start today at all three food outlet locations. 7-Eleven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. A husband and wife died in a house fire in Deetsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. And Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
Well, what are we waiting for?
So let's just get started.
Everybody has their own show.
What are you talking about?
Everybody, every day, you're creating the show that is your life.
It's Oprah approved.
Go kill me. Oprah, 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 Oprah.
I'm a big fan of this show.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Yeah, crank up the radio.
Best show we've ever done, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to get...
It's go time, time, time.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect with best-in-class technology options such as CAT payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and welcome to the very first National Oprah Winfrey Show! All right, open your boxes. I want to get the whole country reading again.
If you can believe in yourself and believe that this is the most important thing in your life, you can conquer it.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say, until we meet again.
And now,
Winfrey Shopping at Food Outlet by winning the quiz after
random facts.
Winfrey Shopping. That's good.
Because
that is good.
She's Oprah.
Right. Yeah. Win free shopping. Yeah.
Do one with Oprah during the next second break using that word.
I'll work on it. Okay. I'll take that challenge.
Did you know? God, my voice sounds horrible. Andrew Carnegie believed that public libraries were the key to self-improvement for ordinary Americans. So in the years between 1886 and 1917, Carnegie financed the construction of 2,811 public libraries,
wow,
most of which were here in the United States.
Hmm.
Did a few in Canada as well.
Where'd you find that fact? In the library?
SantaMonica.gov.
No, I'm just kidding. Were you around when you had to go to the library? Did you have to do that in your,
yeah,
your,
oh, yeah,
life?
Oh,
you had,
yeah,
to learn the Dewey Decimal System?
I was just on the cusp of when you wouldn't have to do it,
mm-hmm,
right before I graduated.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah. You had to go to the library to get those books and do your papers on that stuff.
Do they still have the card catalog thing in the...
Probably.
I think they do, but a lot of it's digital now. But you can get so much from the library. You can rent movies. Mm-hmm. You can rent video games.
Yeah.
or I say rent, but you know what I'm saying? You can rent them, take them out like books.
You can get almost anything you want in the library except educational materials. Those aren't so popular.
Well, I mean, they're still... What do you mean, education materials?
I was trying to be funny, and I failed.
Oh, okay.
I should shut my mouth.
Wasn't sure what you meant by that. Did you know? Prince Charles inherits the possessions of anyone who dies in Cornwall without a will or next of kin. It's a power that in some years has yielded hundreds of thousands of pounds. Money.
So if it's unclaimed or if you don't have a will, it's his.
It goes to him. He funnels the money into charities after deducting his costs.
Right. Interesting fact about big ears.
Yeah. Did you know Mary Edwards? She was a woman in the 18th century who lived in England. She was a mathematical prodigy and calculated the tables required to determine longitude at sea. And this paved the way for accurate navigation and the British Empire to dominate the world seas.
I mean, it's important.
It is.
Because you could not get a signal for GPS out there.
Nothing.
It was awful.
Yep. Google Maps did not work when you're in the ocean.
No. Sometimes no signal at all.
Did you know rabbits do not naturally eat carrots?
Oh?
Yeah. This belief comes from Bugs Bunny.
And Captain Kangaroo.
Whose love of carrots was a reference to Clark Gable's character in the film It Happened One Night.
What? How about that?
Where he was shown munching on a raw carrot.
Yeah.
But not because rabbits actually actually eat carrots. They will, but, you know, it's not one of those natural things.
That was a legend that was born right here in
Alabama.
Yeah. Did you know in 1859 a solar storm caused the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis? Mm-hmm. Have any of you ever seen those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, in 1859, that solar storm caused them to be seen as far south as Cuba.
Yeah.
That'd be freaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have been seen here in Alabama since I've been in here 40 years, but it's very rare.
Yeah. It is a supernatural type of experience. I saw them from Canada, and they lit up half the sky at night. It was amazing.
So I'm in northern Ohio, and there's some sort of fantastic cruise coming up later this year. Yeah, well, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to do with the Aurora Borealis. Mm. Yeah.
Now, I may have done this one before, but I don't remember. Did you know that deaf people who suffer from schizophrenia still have hallucinations? However, instead of hearing voices, they see hands signing at them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that one before.
It's not necessarily auditory hallucinations. It's more, I guess it's visual hallucinations. I'm not sure how it works. I'm not deaf.
The human brain is amazing.
How many facts do you have left?
Five.
Is that a fact within itself?
It is. We will pause here.
We'll pause for station identification.
This
is a test.
ACV.
Yes. 7:20 is the time. Lewis Lawn has done a lot of expansion over the last year, doubling their showroom space so they could add tractor-style mowers to their inventory. But the newest product line at Lewis Lawn, I went over to take a look at it. It's very impressive. Chargeable mowers, blowers, and edgers. Lightweight, they are comparably priced to gasoline power jobs and so easy to store. Just charge it up and you're good to go. Lightweight, if that's been an issue with a gasoline-powered edger and that's why you don't like to do it, these take that problem away. They're so easy to work with. They also have the chargeable mower, no cords, no anything, you just hit the on button, you're good to go. And they come in various styles, including self-propelling. Again, they are comparably priced to gasoline-powered mowers. Carry all the great product lines at Lewis Lawn, including Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and all of the steel products. They have a full-service department behind the scenes. Take care of your purchase after the fact. You buy from a box store, I don't know if you save a buck or two or not, but you can't bring it back there when you need the blade sharpened or a spark plug changed or for some reason it's just not working, take it back to Lewis Lawn. They will take good care of you. That's why the pros choose them, and that's why the do-it-yourselfers like them. Great business, local people, Chad and TJ and Hannah. This is a place you'll really get to know. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, near Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 till 4. Traffic at 722.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, couple of accidents. Troy Highway at Bell Road. This is going to be the inbound lanes into Montgomery. Also, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville in front of the Russell Do-It-Yourself Center. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to those. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Boulevard, busy, as well as the Atlanta Highway inbound. Also, the 31s into town doing a good bit of business right now as well. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
That's what we got left at 7:24. Back to you, Jay.
All right. Let's see. I did the deaf people thing. Okay, next one. Oh, I meant to look this up. Oh. Give me a second.
1859. You started with. Took a little trip.
I need to look. I had to look something up.
Mighty Mississippi.
48. Okay, that's what I need to look up.
Like a little bacon.
Did you know only 1% of Super Bowl 48 tickets were sold to the public?
I believe that.
Which one? Which Super Bowl?
48.
Oh.
XLV.
No, that's okay.
Three eyes.
Yeah.
The NFL gave the remaining 99% to teams, broadcast networks, corporate sponsors, and other entities.
Yeah.
When a fan sued, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that the NFL's ticketing policies didn't violate any state consumer protection laws by selling just 1% of the tickets.
I wonder how many tickets that was.
Do you have 1%? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you figure 8,000, because the average NFL seating is about 80,000, so it'd be about 8,000 people. Were actually able to buy tickets. Everybody else was in a lottery if they were season ticket holder. I mean, there's ways to do it, but most people, somehow they end up at StubHub and with scalpers, and they make a lot of money.
Don't get me started on concerts, because they sell out in 1 minute now, and it's bought up by scalpers.
Yeah, I think there's a wink, wink, nod, nod going on there.
Some comment here says that no one should ever want to go to the Super Bowl, especially as a fan. It is a horrible event that is a full-blown corporate... Yeah.
Yeah.
90% of the people there aren't fans of the teams. Lots aren't even fans of football.
Correct.
Compared to the hype it gets, it's probably the worst sporting event out there. The entire thing is a pure spectacle and a marketing blitz. The weekend is full of companies showing their brand reps and who their target audience is, allowing other companies to see if there's some sort of way they could help each other. Or it's athletes and celebrities trying to link up with a brand. None of it is about the game.
I agree.
It's true.
And there's a 5-hour pregame show now for that?
Yeah.
I think it's already started.
I think so, probably. It's on Fox this year, is that right?
I believe so.
No. Yep. Yeah, maybe.
Is it? Maybe.
Yeah, it's Fox. Yeah. Because Sean Hannity will interview Trump during the game, I think, at halftime. Mm.
Did you know astronomers discovered a bizarre rogue planet wandering the Milky Way in 2018?
Rogue.
It's a free-range planet, which is nearly 13 times the mass of Jupiter.
Wow.
Does not orbit a star.
Yeah.
It also displays stunningly bright auroras mm-hmm. that are generated by a magnetic field that is 4 million times stronger than Earth's.
I love space stuff.
I do, too. Love me space stuff. Let's talk about weather.
What, too?
The blizzard of 78.
Okay.
I remember that one, January, right?
Yeah. The blizzard of 1978 hit New England and New York with a record single-day snowfall in Boston and Providence, accumulating 27.6 inches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a lot of that in Chicago, too.
Snowdrifts up to 15 feet. About 100 people died, and up to 4,500 people were injured.
And it's when my brother, who lived in Indianapolis at the time, said, that's it, and he moved south.
And he moved.
He said, that's it.
I spent, I don't know how many, that was the first year I had a Corvette, and I spent the entire winter shoveling it out because they couldn't get the plows to the side streets. Yeah. You're down the main streets. You turn off on a side street, that car is so low, you get stuck. So you get all four wheels spinning over the tracks in the road. And so I had to carry a shovel. I was constantly either having people push or shovel my way. And then you get stuck again 10 feet
and
later.
And there is a misery that you and I know that not everybody in Montgomery, Alabama knows that when you finish shoveling out your driveway and the stupid city comes with their snowplow and you're snowed in again.
Yep. Why does anybody live north of Tennessee?
I don't know.
It caused more than $520 million in damage. That was back in 78. That would be, oh my God, look at the inflation. Okay. $520 million in 78. What do you think that would be in 2019?
Oh,
jeez.
15, 20 billion?
2 billion.
2 billion.
But that's still a lot.
Yeah.
For a snowstorm. Not a hurricane.
No.
A snowstorm.
It's called Storm Larry in Connecticut. I don't know why that is, but.
Well, 2010 storm was Snowpocalypse.
Yeah. It was a Category 5 extreme. Did you know, in 45 B.C., the new year was moved from March 1st to January 1st, but it was abolished, and it made December 25th as the beginning of the new year. Then it was changed to March 25th. Between 1582 and 1752, there were two calendars. Gregorian, then replaced by the Julian calendar, when January 1st became the legal new year.
And on a recent random fact, you told us about the year that had 17 days or something
like that. Well, it was like 11 days. It jumped from, it was in September.
Yeah, I was the one that...
Went during, George Washington was president?
It was during the 18th century, yeah. They jumped from September 11th to the 28th or something.
Something like that, yeah. Skipped like 11 days
to catch it up to the other calendars in use around the world. Right. That's how George Washington's birthday got moved from February 11th to the 22nd.
And finally,
every once in a while I surprise people.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Appreciate that.
Did you know that green roses exist and they do not have pollen or a scent? But they do exist.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I have not either. Well, you know what? Here, I'll show you a picture of one. It's not going to be surprising. It's going to look like a green rose. Oh, well, maybe it doesn't look like a green rose. Let me see. Does this open up into a bigger picture? It does. It's an interesting-looking flower.
Actually, it looks more like...
It looks like it's not even a rose. It looks like weed.
Yeah, it looks like a vegetable or something.
It does.
It's like a weed.
Does not have the soft, vulnerable texture that you would associate with a rose.
Correct.
Rose by any other name.
Those are all of your random facts, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, the bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there.
Thanks.
A little past it, 7:31. Hey, folks, we love you. We love you, but we're struggling today.
Yeah, well,
just to be real honest with you. So these two are going to cook up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Well, I tell you about Brian Jewelry. So today being the 29th, that would mean 16 days till Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, closing in. Now you're starting to feel that pressure. Now you're almost annoyed that you haven't done anything about it up till now. Stop feeling that way. Just go online to BrianJewelry.com. Take the first step and join their club. Because whatever you end up buying there, you can save $100 on your purchase of $200 or higher at Brian Jewelry. If you're stuck for an idea, well, for almost seven decades, going back to the days when Prapa was a tiny little town and they were your little local jeweler, they have specialized in creating jewelry for different occasions. Design something from scratch. You have to hire a graphic designer. Bring your idea through the door and let them work it together with you. If you want to give a gift for Valentine's Day that said, I really put some thought into this. If you're shopping, if maybe you're in a relatively new situation, you know enough about the person you're shopping for to know what side of the greatest rivalry in sports they're on. The showcases that feature Alabama and Auburn merchandise are second to none. And I did buy Mommy the Swami a set of War Eagle earrings, and they are beautiful. She would not wear them. She's got that touch of class thing going on. They can help you. Great selection, very competitive pricing. They can help you get financed at 0%. They've done it for me. We've bought, over a dozen times, including turning my daughter's unhappy wedding memories into something new and special that she wears every day. BrianJewelry.com is the web address, and you'll find them now in their seventh decade at 1778 East Main in Prattville. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hi, I'm your host, Dot. Let's go to Jay and get today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Jay?
All right, everybody.
Can't get enough of your random facts, baby.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about Bugs Bunny eating carrots, which was based on a Cary Grant character in a film. What was the name of the film where he ate a raw carrot?
Okie dokie.
Was it Cary Grant?
Yeah. I'm sorry, not Cary Grant. Clark Gable.
I made a boo-boo in my text.
You did.
Yeah.
And I should have known. I should have done that.
Yeah.
I trusted Rich's knowledge of weather.
Look, he may be. But he doesn't know everything. 272922 if you have the answer.
I'm sorry.
Hey, would you like to give away a mystery kazoo song? 272922.
I'll give away the conundrum later.
And, I mean, we need a caller now while we're still able to talk.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are getting very busy now on the interstates. A lot of cars inbound from Prattville and Millbrook on I-65 southbound. I-85 southbound into downtown. Very busy as well. We have an accident on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville in front of the Russell Do-It-Yourself Center. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. As well as the Troy Highway inbound at Bell Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to that one. We've also got a very busy boulevard. Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown, and the 31s are all still very busy this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Well, bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on their lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
736, Kate, what's crack at this $10 food outlet pop? Quiz question. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
So what was the
Clark Gable movie?
The Clark Gable movie where he ate a carrot.
It Happened One Night.
Correct.
That's the one.
That's right.
And who was the fetching lead actress in that film with him?
Do you know?
You're right, Claudette Colbert.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Good work. You won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Awesome.
It is. Kate, you're awesome. You hang on. You get to talk to Jay. He's a little slow. He'll be with
Can't get enough of your
quickly possible
information.
What's worse, I'm sick.
Gosh, we have animal stories coming up. I hope I have the stamina to do it.
Stamina?
Like, the Full House guy? That kind of stamina?
John Stamina.
Yeah, John Stamina. 737 coming out of the sky. Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight weather forecast?
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
If you have our weather app, you may have already just looked at the radar and seen some bright images south of right along the Montgomery County line coming in from the Crenshaw County area. That is the rain that is about to spread over central Alabama. So showers are likely from time to time today with a high temperature up to about 56. The showers taper off tonight. Chilly, low 37. Tomorrow we start off with a little bit of morning fog like yesterday, but also like yesterday, we turn into bright sunshine with a high temperature, I think, approaching the mid-60s. Then showers return Friday. Dry and mild Saturday. Saturday's high around 60. Sunshine warmer on Sunday. That's my pick of the litter day with a high in the upper 60s. I think we're still dry Monday with temperatures near 70 and then more showers as we get to Monday night into Tuesday before the temperature drops quite a bit. Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, 45. It's 8:39. It's 7:39. You guys have been...
This is our fault?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
You have made me... I'm in the same league as you guys.
Well, I think what you're telling us is that you have come down to our level now.
Yeah, I'm fatigued, and I'm apparently getting what you have. It's not been one of our best mornings.
It's been okay.
It's okay.
And thank God for Kate, though, huh?
Yeah.
It is 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. Animal stories coming. That always is good for a laugh.
Is reporting a weaker than expected quarter. The company lost money in the period. It continues to be significantly impacted by the 737 MAX grounding. It's the first loss for Boeing since 1997. Boeing shares are down more than 0.5%. However, McDonald's reported a better than expected quarter. Apple's earnings were upbeat, and so were General Electric's. L Brand's shares are rallying up 11% on reports that the company's chief executive may step down and it could be selling its Victoria's Secret brand. British Airways has canceled direct flights from London to Beijing and Shanghai until March. United Airlines, Air Canada, Cathay Pacific, and Finnair are among the carriers that have also canceled flights to China because of the coronavirus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Today's show is brought to you by the tone of voice in your head. You know what I'm talking about. In your mind, when you're talking, you sound like this. But in reality, your voice probably sounds more like this. Take a breath and think before you spew. You'll thank me later.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And a husband and wife died in a house fire in Deatsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
God, you're hilarious.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
Hilarious unintentionally.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. Oh, I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, Simba the News Elephant. It's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman, clap. Altogether, not too bad. Yeah. Our top story from the Animal Stories newsroom. A woman named Steph Ellswood was trying to take the perfect photo when she visited Boulder Beach Penguin Colony in Cape Town, South Africa. But she was so focused on getting the perfect shot with penguins in the background, she failed to realize that the two penguins behind her were...
Doing something adult?
Yeah, adult penguin stuff. She only realized after posting her photo to Instagram when others pointed out, hey, there's penguins doing the wild thing right behind you in your picture says, I was being too self-absorbed to notice. Ha, ha, ha. Oops. She later apologized, noting that she'd been informed. She had been too close to the penguins in her photo and asked others to be mindful of this one visiting, as being too close to penguins stresses out these delicate animals. Don't say that you love me. Moving along to other somewhat amphibious creatures.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a Bolivian glass frog?
No, I never heard of one until you mentioned it last hour.
It's a rare species of frog with translucent skin. And it's been seen in Bolivia now for the first time in 18 years. It's making a comeback. Three Bolivian Cochrane frogs, no relation to Johnny, a species of so-called glass frog spotted by conservationists, almost like conservatives, earlier this month in a national park. The tiny amphibians weigh just 70 to 80 grams and measure 19 to 24 millimeters, or about the size of a doobie. Glass frogs are found in Central and South America and have skin so translucent, their internal organs can be seen through their bellies. Interesting, huh?
I get so much information during this hour of the radio program.
Yes. And now we go to this exciting audio clip of a three-year-old boy fishing with his dad in Alaska. It's like Opie reeling in the big one.
Get one, man.
I got one, Dad.
Yes. Nice.
And a Rich Thomas animal, I thought it was. And those are your animal stories for today.
Wonderful.
By the way, if you'd like to become a correspondent to the Animal Stories Newsroom, you can reach out, tag me on Facebook, or send me an email with a link directly to gregbudell@aol.com, and we will give credit to you over the radio.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
If you become part of our Animal Stories news team. There you go. Found the specials for Food Outlet. They change every Wednesday. Now, Food Outlet is great every day.
Yeah, but they're probably getting ready for the big game, right?
Yes.
Food Outlet, for instance. I mean, I could see some stuff there that would be good for the big game.
Huh? Super Bowl of savings. Look at this. Yep. Ribeye, $6.95. Remember the last time I made those for you guys?
Yep.
They were amazing. Tomorrow you're getting bacon-wrapped fillets. Super Bowl breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah. Quarterline pork chops for $1.38 a pound. All Coca-Cola products, the 12-pack can, easy to carry, easy to store. Just toss them straight into the fridge. $2.99 each. That's the best price in town. Yeah, I don't say you can have proper Super Bowl snack to tube without Kraft Real Mayonnaise at $2.98, and that is for the 36-ounce jar. And smoked sausage on the grill. They've got Kaneka, two for $7.
That was so good the other day.
Baby back ribs, $2.31 a pound. And top it all off with the best ice cream on the planet. That would be Blue Bell. And the full half gallon of Blue Bell is $4.26. I checked at one of the chain grocery stores. $7.99 for that same half gallon of Blue Bell ice cream.
Oh, that's the standard price. Sometimes, that's a sale price.
So start saving real money. That's what can happen to you at Food Outlet. Do it once. Compare to what you pay at the chain grocery stores. You realize you've been getting hoodwinked, woodhinked, as Oliver Wendell Douglas once said. Save money. I am at the Coliseum Boulevard location every Sunday morning around 7:30. Food Outlet on Main Street in Millbrook on Highway 14. And on Main Street west of 31 at 720 East Main.
Should I give Bailey her 8 o'clock chicken 9 minutes early?
Boy, you know what?
She's really...
Is she getting aggressive?
No, she's
chicken aggressive.
She is looking... She's staring a hole right through me.
Job opening at Churchill Downs Racetrack, home of the Kentucky Derby. They need an official menu taste tester.
Really?
They'll finalize the list of dishes offered at this year's race. The racetrack said the first 100 culinary connoisseurs to submit their favorite original Derby recipe to the contest will be entered to win the chance to be the official menu taste tester for this year's 146th Derby.
That wouldn't be a bad job.
And by the way, I will be the, if I ever get my voice back, the MC for the Hospice of Montgomery Wind Lakes fundraiser for the...
How many years is this going to be now?
Oh, 6, 7, I think. Always a great event. We'll have more on that a little bit as we get closer to it. So how do you sign up for this? I'll tell you, that's pretty stupid. Thanks for nothing. It is 7:52. Let's check in with Skip.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are in the thick of it, our busiest time of the morning and our most congested areas, I-65 southbound into Montgomery at the Northern Boulevard and across the River Bridge into downtown Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. It's busy from there to Madison on into downtown. 231 very busy at Rifle Range and Jasmine Hill Road. Troy Highway is congested. We still have that accident on the Troy Highway at Bell Road. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Working that one. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Are you sure?
Wednesday's tough.
Let's get back to work.
Can't someone else do it?
Let someone else do it.
Hey, this is your job.
This is your job.
Are you sure? I mean, come on.
No, that's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but excuse me. Are you an entertainer?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but shut up. Entertain me.
It's showtime.
It is 7:54, News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's venture into Jay's field of expertise, games. Have you seen this story?
Video games. Oh, Atari making hotels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're opening one in Chicago, one of 8 U.S. cities that will get a hotel branded by Atari, the beloved American-born video game maker. Details are scarce, Jay, but construction should begin this year on the first location in Phoenix, Arizona, and then ultimately Chicago.
You know, I don't want to stay at a hotel. You know, maybe a motel. I would stay at a motel, maybe.
A motel motel?
Yeah, but...
How about the no-tell motel?
Isn't that a Chicago song, No-Tell, No-Tell Lover?
There may be. No-Tell, No-Tell Lover. Lover, yeah, that's right, yeah. We have a sneak preview, as we always do, about this phenomenal new trend in hotels. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Eagles rule.
Let me know when Nintendo comes up with a hotel chain.
Check, please.
This hotel's got Ms. Pac-Man tanking asteroids, playing Space Invaders, frogging Paperboy. Gonna grab me a joystick and play some Missile Command. I'm checking in and playing Jungle Hunt, 'cause I'm an Atari fan.
To the hotel.
Jay, is this something that you would like to...
An Atari hotel?
It'd be interesting to see. I don't know. Just, if there was one, maybe in Atlanta, I might make the drive and check it out, but...
What about the Xbox Inn?
Xbox Inn. Huh? That's a good one.
Yeah. Average. We still have one more hour of this to go yet today.
I can't wait.
I know. We have a conundrum. We could get that started.
Yep.
But
you better pick which one you like.
Based on the pop quiz response, I'm not so sure. I like the second one here.
Okay.
One in three guys admit that this has not changed since they were a kid. They loved it as a kid. They love it as an adult. So what is it? 272-9228. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the winner on this. Again, one in three guys say it was my favorite then, and it's my favorite now. 272-9228. Now, I know some of you get a big kick out of sitting back when we're in this delicate condition. You love hearing us beg for the help, but we need it today. So, and by the way, yesterday we had a great response. We had
20 calls. 20 calls.
Qualified a lot of people for our end of the week grand prize drawing. So even if your answer is wrong, you still have a chance to win something really nice in that drawing, which will take place on Friday. 272-9228. Because I don't want to have to reach for antidepressants or any other Medicaid. I got enough stuff going on as it is. One in three guys said it was my favorite when I was a little boy, and it's a favorite now that I'm all grown up. 272-9228. Adams Drugs, Alabama's retailer of the year for 2019 in the largest category, which is kind of ironic because one reason why they're so successful is because they don't comport themselves like a large company. It's small. All 12 locations are as local as they can be, with great people and esprit de corps. Location, location, and the way they treat people. It is so consistent and so amazing. And it's all about building relationships. You know, I had to, in an emergency, go to a box store pharmacy this past Sunday. It wasn't fun. Wait, and they don't seem to care. It's just the attitude. But at Adams Drug,